We've got to unlock the, what is it, the essence of classic traditional design. What makes it tick? Why it's still so captivating?
Yeah, the thing is, it evokes such a sense of warmth and sophistication.
Totally. Like walking into another era, but with all the modern comforts.
Exactly.
Best of both worlds, really. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty, starting with, I think, the color palette.
Right.
We're talking rich, muted tones, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's more to it than just, oh, I like that color.
Absolutely. Cream, navy, forest green, burgundy.
Nice.
These colors tell a story. They evoke a sense of history, grandeur, creating the backdrop for classic traditional design. And then you've got those metallic accents, gold, bronze.
Oh, fancy.
Just a touch, mind you. Imagine a beautifully aged bronze framed mirror, say, above a fireplace.
Reflecting those flickering flames. Love it.
It's those subtle details that just make it timeless.
Yeah, each element, it's like a brushstroke,
Exactly.
creating a masterpiece. Speaking of masterpieces, the materials, right? Classic, traditional, it's not just about how it looks.
Of course not.
It's that quality, that craftsmanship.
Enduring quality, exactly. Hardwood floors, especially reclaimed wood,
Ooh, yeah.
instantly brings history and character to a space. It's that lived-in feel, And then there's the ornate woodwork, the handcrafted moldings, the carved details.
Each piece with its own story etched right into the grain.
Right. And to add that extra layer of comfort and sophistication, plush textiles, velvet, silk.
Okay, yeah, these aren't just fabrics.
No, not at all.
It's an experience.
Imagine sinking into a plush velvet sofa or running your hand over a silk throw, draped over an antique chair.
Oh, I'm getting relaxed just thinking about it.
It's about enjoying those finer things in life, that warmth, that sophistication.
Totally. And to elevate it even more, make it shine, classic traditional design,
Yeah.
it often uses marble countertops, crystal chandeliers, especially in those key areas.
Absolutely. Like a grand entrance hall, you walk in, you're greeted by this sparkling chandelier. Or a spacious dining room, the marble countertop becomes the stage for, delicious food and great conversations.
I can picture it.
They're statements, elegant, sophisticated focal points.
Adding that, what is it, the wow factor? Now, furniture, the backbone of any good classic traditional design,
Right.
it's more than just filling a room.
Oh, definitely. It's about choosing those pieces that speak to the heart of the style.
Got it. So curved lines, decorative carvings, that luxurious upholstery.
Yes. Each piece, chosen not just for function, but for how it contributes to the whole story of the room.
I love that. And those, the upholstered sofas, tufted chairs, they're key, right? Oh,
Essential.
that cozy, inviting atmosphere.
They just invite you in to relax, chat, really savor the design.
They're like the warm hug of classic traditional design.
Exactly.
It's so interesting because the world is so sharp and angular, you know. But this style, it embraces those details.
It's a rebellion against minimalism, really.
I see. So what draws people to this then?
It's about embracing detail, the history, the familiar forms.
Right.
It's grounding a connection to the past, an enduring
Like
beauty.
a comforting embrace, a haven from that coldness of minimalism.
Exactly.
Okay, so foundation's in place. Now let's talk decor. How do we bring classic traditional to life, those finishing touches?
It's about layers, Visual interest, symmetry is key. Think balanced arrangements.
Okay, balance.
Harmony, order, framed artwork, of course, chosen to complement the space. And then you have the classic patterns, damask, floral motifs.
Adding that historical
A
touch.
touch of history, yes, and sophistication.
I love the idea of layering, like building a story piece by piece. And damask, I mean, it just transports you, doesn't it?
Damask has such a fascinating history. Originating in Damascus, Syria, centuries ago, it quickly became a symbol of luxury.
Wow.
The intricate patterns, luxurious texture, it was used for everything, clothing, upholstery.
Interesting.
And today, you can use it subtly, like on a lampshade,
Oh, cool.
even framed, like a piece of fabric art.
That's really cool. Unexpected, but elegant.
Exactly.
And to complete the look, those heirloom quality accessories. I mean,
Yes.
these are more than just objects.
Pieces of history, absolutely. Antique pieces passed down through generations, each one with a story.
Creating a space that feels lived in, layered with meaning.
Timeless beauty.
It's like a living museum of personal history.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered the colors, materials, furniture, the decor,
The key
but
elements.
let's get practical for a moment.
Right.
What are the do's and don'ts, of actually implementing this style in a UK home? It's got to be more than just ticking boxes, right?
Of course. It's about understanding those principles, applying them thoughtfully. Absolutely. It's about capturing that soul, you know, and translating it into something that feels authentic. So let's start with the do's. Embrace those architectural details, those crown moldings, wainscoting, you know, ceiling roses.
Those lovely UK home details.
They add so much character, that authenticity.
By giving them a voice, letting them shine.
Exactly. But it's not just about adding, is it? Sometimes it's knowing when to hold back.
What should we avoid?
Overcrowding.
Yeah.
Classic traditional. It's about balance, elegance. Give those pieces room to breathe. Let them tell their story.
Without being lost in the clutter.
Exactly.
Good point. So richness, yes, but not excess.
Yeah.
Okay. And those color palettes, any pitfalls there? We talked about those rich colors.
Use them, but don't be afraid to incorporate lighter shades too. It's like music. You need the contrast. A deep navy wall paired with cream furniture accents.
Okay, yeah, creating that visual harmony.
Right.
Speaking of richness, those luxurious fabrics, velvet, silk, can you go overboard with them?
You can, definitely. Moderation is key. Velvet, think of it like a spice. A little goes a long way. Cushions, throws, maybe. But then something more understated for curtains, like linen.
Okay, great analogy. You don't want to overpower the dish. What about furniture? Those curves, carvings, those are essential. But are there any furniture choices that just wouldn't work?
It's all about embracing that beauty of history, the craftsmanship. You know, antique-inspired pieces are great, but you don't have to limit yourself to strictly antiques.
Right.
There are modern pieces with those classic influences.
Got it.
The key is to avoid anything too modern or minimalist, anything that lacks those essential details.
Okay, so steer clear of those stark geometric shapes.
Yes, stick to the curves, the details. Think of it this way. You wouldn't pair a delicate antique teacup with, say, a modern angular coffee mug.
Right. Different worlds.
Same with furniture. Choose pieces that speak the same language.
Okay, so they tell a cohesive story. Makes sense. And finally, decor. We talked about symmetry, those classic patterns. Any decor no-nos, could we go overboard? Make it too fussy?
Absolutely. We love the artwork, those accessories, the patterns, but you want elegance, not clutter. Choose pieces that enhance, but don't steal the show.
So each piece is like a supporting actor, not trying to upstage the whole design.
Exactly.
It's about choosing those statement pieces that contribute, not distract.
Precisely. It's about curating a collection that reflects your style, but stays true to that classic traditional aesthetic.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I've got a much clearer understanding of the do's and don'ts. It's not just about copying look, but really understanding the principles.
Right. And applying them in a way that feels personal.
Yeah. Making it your own. Now, before we wrap up, someone who truly embodies this style, I think we have to talk about Alex Cota.
Yeah.
A UK-based designer. Incredible work.
Yes. Known for his classic traditional interiors.
Exactly. And I'm curious, how does he approach those unique architectural elements we often find in UK homes?
His work is amazing. He blends classic and contemporary, you know, respecting the history, but making it livable for modern families.
Yeah.
So in his Ealing project, a beautiful Victorian townhouse full of original features.
Those are Victorian details.
He had crown molding to work with. And instead of downplaying it, he highlighted it.
All right.
He used a contrasting paint color, drew the eye upwards, you know, emphasizing those high ceilings.
It's like giving those historical details a standing ovation.
Yes. A subtle detail, but impactful.
Yeah.
And then his Richmond project, a Georgian property, different set of opportunities.
Okay, what did he do there?
This one had beautiful bay windows, but they were lacking, you know, that traditional feel. So he added custom window seats with plush velvet cushions.
Ooh, perfect for curling up with a book.
Exactly. Creating those cozy nooks. He added layers of history, character.
It's brilliant.
And fireplaces, another quintessential element.
Oh, cool.
In both projects, he used them as focal points, ornate mantles, elegant fireplace screens.
They really do create that warmth, that intimacy.
Yes, they ground the room.
And speaking of atmosphere, how does he use lighting? Because it's more than just illuminating a space, right?
Lighting is crucial, sets the mood, highlights features. Cota is a master of layering lighting, ambient task, accent lighting.
It's like he's painting with light.
Exactly.
Creating a warm and welcoming atmosphere. Now, color. We talked about those rich palettes, but I'm curious how he uses them in real settings.
Color is another key element. In Ealing, he went bold, deep navy blue on the living room walls.
That was dramatic.
Dramatic, yes. It created this backdrop for cream furniture and gold accents, added depth and richness.
So elegant. And what about Richmond? Did he stick with the same rich palette?
In Richmond, he went softer, a pale blue on the dining room walls, which worked beautifully with the mahogany dining table and chairs.
So he adapts the color palette to suit the space.
Exactly, to create the right atmosphere. It's not about a rigid formula. It's about understanding the principles.
Right, applying them in a way that feels right.
Exactly, and that's what makes his work so inspiring. He understands the essence, translates it into spaces that feel both timeless and personal.
I'm really getting a sense of his philosophy. You know, respecting the history, but infusing it with that timeless elegance.
Exactly. And his attention to detail is amazing.
It shows. He's so thoughtful.
Every piece of furniture, each accessory, the fabrics, it all works together.
To create this cohesive, harmonious space.
A beautiful and livable space.
And his designs don't feel stuffy at all. You know?
No, not at all. Classic traditional can sometimes have that reputation.
Yeah, of being too formal.
But his work feels fresh, inviting.
It does.
He strikes that perfect balance between classic and contemporary, you know, modern touches, fresh color palettes.
It's like he's breathing new life into this timeless style.
Exactly.
Making it relevant.
He's proving it's not just for stately homes. It can work in any UK home, from those Victorian townhouses to modern apartments.
I'm so inspired. We've covered so much today, from the key elements to how Alex Cota brings it to life.
We've really explored the depths of this style.
There's always more to discover.
Of course. That's the beauty of design.
Now, before we completely wrap up, there's one element I want to touch on. It often gets overlooked, but it's crucial for that cozy, inviting feel. Textiles.
Oh, yes. A great point. They're the unsung heroes.
They really are. I'd love to dive a bit deeper into the world of textiles in classic traditional design.
Let's do it. Let's unravel it, shall we? We've talked about velvet, silk, those luxurious staples, but there's a whole world out there.
I'm ready to explore. I've always loved how textiles can change a room completely. You know, texture, color, even a sense of history.
Exactly. And in classic traditional, they're essential for that layered, inviting feel. Take damask, for instance.
Oh, yes, damask.
Intricate patterns, floral or geometric motifs. It has such a rich history, centuries old. Adds that touch of timeless elegance.
To curtains, upholstery, even a statement wall. It's grand, but also inviting.
It is. And for something a bit more relaxed, more cozy, there's always linen.
Oh, linen, yes.
It's that natural fabric, so durable, breathable, it brings a sense of understated elegance. Curtains, tablecloths, upholstery even.
It's like a breath of fresh air, right?
Balancing out the velvet and the silk.
Exactly. It's all about that balance, creating a space that's visually appealing but also feels good. Don't be afraid to mix and match, you know?
Oh, like what?
A velvet sofa, linen curtains, maybe a damask throw pillow. Layering those textures, creating depth and complexity.
Like a tapestry of textures. Love it.
Exactly. And don't forget about color. Textiles are a great way to introduce pops of color. A bold floral print on your curtains or a vibrant geometric pattern on your rug.
So we can play with color a bit.
Absolutely. Those muted tones are important, but a touch of color adds personality. It's about finding that balance between the timeless elegance and your own style. And here's another tip. Think about the scale of your patterns. A large damask on your curtains. Balance it with smaller patterns on pillows or throws.
Makes sense. It's about harmony, right?
Harmony, exactly. And one last tip, don't be afraid of vintage or antique textiles.
Oh, I like that.
An antique tapestry on the wall, a vintage rug, they add authenticity, a connection to the past. Like little treasures, adding a touch of magic.
Exactly. So the possibilities with textiles are endless. Have fun, explore fabrics, patterns, colors, make it your own.
I'm feeling inspired already.
Good. Now, let's circle back to Alex Cota's projects. We've talked about them, but I want to hear more about how he brought classic traditional to life.
Me too. Those Ealing and Richmond homes, they're such great examples of blending classic elegance with modern living.
He really has a knack for it, honoring the history, but with those modern touches. Like in Ealing, that Victorian townhouse, he blended old and new so well.
I remember those original features.
He preserved the fireplace, but simplified the mantle, gave it a cleaner look, then paired it with modern artwork, a sleek velvet sofa.
That contrast is so striking.
It is. And then in Richmond, that Georgian property, it had charm, but needed some warmth.
Right.
So he added a library.
A library, how perfect.
Quintessential element. But to keep it fresh, he used a light color palette, soft blues, creams, and modern lighting with a touch of industrial chic.
So clever. It's a space that's both inviting and inspiring. He really knows how to adapt this style for today.
He does. He's a master at it.
I'm so glad we got to deep dive into this. I feel like I have a whole new appreciation for classic traditional design.
Me too. It's not about recreating the past, but taking inspiration from it.
Making it your own. And for our listeners, if you're feeling inspired, start small.
A damask pillow, a classic lamp, anything.
Those small touches can really make a difference. Experiment, mix and match, find what you love.
Exactly, because a well-designed home reflects the people who live there.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that wraps up our deep dive. It's been a pleasure exploring classic traditional design with you all.
The pleasure was all mine.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope you found some inspiration along the way.
Happy decorating.